وترضى إنك أنت السميع العليم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an act of his mercy he gave us a chance to live and we are now closer to the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is the month of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand the magnitude of this mercy and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of this mercy he is helping us to get closer to him and to be a lot more stronger than when we start before the month of Ramadan. To understand the value of the month of Ramadan, we all know that we're gonna die. And we all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us in this life and after. And also we all do mistakes and do shortcomings. And we all know that those mistakes and shortcomings, they are the one who getting us further away from Allah instead of getting us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst part of doing mistake is not only doing the mistake, but getting used to it to the point that it turn out after a long time and after you get used to do the mistake, you don't feel it is bad, you don't feel it is wrong, and right turn out to be wrong, and wrong turn out to be right. And here it comes the value of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, it comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, what motivates you? What is it that make you disobey me? There are a certain category, but the first and the major and the biggest one of all is the need of your stomach and the biological need for the adult. The old people, they don't, these two needs, they are very modest, so they are not a problem. For the children, they are not a problem. But for the adult, no, they are the problem. The biological need is a problem, and the stomach need is the problem. And here it comes the value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I am gonna help you to gain control over yourself by ordaining on you fasting. And what is fasting in this case? Fasting, it means abstaining from food, drink, and sexual activity from the dawn till the sunset in the month of Ramadan as an act of worship. As an act of worship. That's the definition of fasting. Abstaining. And here it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, I ordain on you fasting, like I ordain it in previous nations, so you may acquire taqwa. You may have, you gain control again over yourself, and you have the taqwa. What makes you closer to Allah is taqwa. Okay, maybe you heard me before saying in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified the human being in 23 categories. And every one of those categories, Allah spoke with it. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, that's one. Qul aslimu, that's another. Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru, committed blasphemy. Al-mushrikeen, another, associate. Al-munafiqeen, another. Al-abrar, another. Al-nabiyyin, another. Al-anbiya, another. Al-rusul, another. So these are 20. And everyone, there is, Allah spoke with each one of those categories. But there is a category, they are not prophets, and they are not messenger, but they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like. Category that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen ajma'een. جعلنا منهم أجمعين يا رب العالمين. Which category is this? المتقين. This is the pious one, the متقين. Listen to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
So if you want to get to the category that I like most, what is the road for it? The
fasting.
So what's going to get you to this category is what? Fasting. Fasting is going to get you to the muttaqi. To get you to the taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purpose of fasting, the purpose of the month of Ramadan is to help you to get to the category that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like. Is that an act of mercy or it is not act of mercy? And look at the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not only giving you the prescription, and He is not only telling you what to do to get to the category that He like, but also He is paying you for it. You go to a doctor, you pay. You go to get medicine, you pay. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm going to give you the healing, I'm going to give you the medication, and I'm going to get you paid also for fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Hadith Qudsi, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فهو لي وأنا أجزي به. All the deeds of son of Adam, it goes right into him. Except the fasting. Fasting only except belong to me. I am the only one who evaluated, and I am the only one who pay for it. And look at the pay of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. So the purpose of fasting is to help you to gain control again and help you to gain control and get to the category that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like. This is how we're going to approach the month of Ramadan, inshallah. We need to know what kind of fasting we have. We have, first of all, the first level is the fasting of the body. That means we don't eat, we don't drink, biological, that is the first one. But we also have a fasting for akhlaq. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us what? When somebody gets you angry what you are fasting, what to say? Inni sa'im, inni sa'im. If somebody gets on your nerve, what you supposed to say? Inni sa'im, inni sa'im. That means what? There is a siyam here for what? For akhlaq. Siyam for the khuluq. Also there is a siyam for the action or the tools that you use to commit a sin, which is what? Al-hara, which is your hands, your eyes, your ears, all your limbs, all your senses. They're supposed to be in a state of fasting. You are gaining control again. You don't walk to forbiddance. You don't see forbiddance. You try to not to hear forbiddance. You don't talk forbiddance. You don't touch or do something forbidden in the month of Ramadan. So that's another fasting to have it valid. Also, the fast of the soul. Is the soul fast? Yes. The soul fast. The soul fast by, remember, the word fast, it means abstain. The word, when the soul fast, it means it will abstain from loving anything other than Allah. Gonna stop loving anything other than what please Allah. So when you fast by your soul, you're going to find yourself doing what? Only loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only loving what can lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be accepting you and loving you back. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ajma'in ya rabbal alameen. But all of this, you see now, month of Ramadan, there is a lot of work need to be done right there. You have to go through all of those. But we need to know the fasting of the body without the fasting of akhlaq, the ethics, is useless. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning us. He said there are a people, all they get out of their fasting is hunger and thirst. Why they do that? Because everything, the minute they started to deal with other people, they are nervous, they are weak, they are grouchy, they are this, they are that. That's to defeat the purpose of fasting. Or they started to compromise. I don't want to work. Why you don't want to work? I'm fasting. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had I'm voluntarily fasting for days and days and days. And we all know what happened to them and how they were surrounded. And how. That's all for what? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else should pay for it. If you are fasting, alhamdulillah, that means you're supposed to be more patient. You're supposed to be more tolerant, not more nervous, not more itchy. Why? Because you are happy. Why I'm happy? Allah give me opportunity. Somebody else didn't have it. Somebody else maybe I shake hand with last week or last yesterday, and he's not with us anymore. And I'm the lucky one that I still have it. Have the opportunity. That's a lot of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we have, what is the taqwa? I talked about it before, but I'm going to very quickly. Taqwa, it means that you have the fear of Allah, the khashyatillah. Khashya, I love Allah enough that I want to please Him. But at the same time, I'm afraid of Him enough to not disobey Him. You can love, but you don't afraid. You love your child, but you are not afraid of him. And you cannot be afraid of somebody and obey him, but you don't love him. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-khashya, He wants you to. He wants you, when you do something good, you do it out of love. And you do, when you resent and you stop, out of fear. Don't take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy for granted. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. I want you al-amalu bil-tanzeel. He wants you to apply what He ordained on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَفْ فَصَّلْنَا فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the best way of life. Apply it. Live your life according to the Quran and the Sunnah. O Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept Allah's decree in your life, regardless what that is, believing that it is act of mercy. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. No one can come and say, I know these things is good for me. No one can come and say that. Allah knows. Today we are recommended to recite Surah Al-Kahf. You will find out this. Sayyidina Al-Khidr and Sayyidina Musa, all the three acts that it happened, they all look what? Bad. Wrecking a ship, killing a boy. You know, all of those. But those what? Those are a pure act of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have a confidence in what Allah gives you as an act of mercy and see how you can apply that to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get ready to leave. Live as much as you live. You are leaving, you are leaving. You're going to leave, you're going to leave. You know you're going to leave, but do you feel you're going to leave? Wallahi, if we feel you're going to leave, none of us going to behave the way we do. None, including me. At least I'm thinking, what am I going to do after I leave here? And I don't have one single guarantee that I'm going to leave here. Get ready. And have the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accept you and accept your deed 24/7. That is the taqwa. How to prepare for the month of Ramadan? First of all, you have to identify in the early beginning what did the month of Ramadan mean to you. And the two, unfortunately, they cannot work with each other. Either Ramadan is a month like any other month, has a beginning and it got an end, the end of Sha'ban and the beginning and at the beginning of the end of Sha'ban, and he ends with the beginning of Shawwal, or month of Ramadan is a state. It is a state. A state, a period of time that you are using to reconcile, reevaluate, build your taqwa, get improved, raise your quality, get closer to Allah. Which one? If it is the first one, okay, you're right. Nobody gonna argue with you. Because they're gonna end in the beginning of Shawwal anyway. But if it is you, this is your starting point, that means you're gonna live with it till the next Ramadan. Whatever you will develop in the month of Ramadan this year, if Allah give you the life, we will Commit yourself and live with it till the next Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, you have in this month of Ramadan, inshallah, identify your goal, what you want. Why you wanna, what is it that you wanna do? What is it that you wanna accomplish? Put work plan to get that goal. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me, to raise me, to be within al-muttaqeen, inshallah. How I'm gonna do that? Have a plan. The first element on this plan, identify what you want to do to your parents. I'm not going to tell you, pray Salat al-Tarawih yet, or do this. Set your priority right. Identify how, what kind of a gift that you want to give your parents in the month of Ramadan. They are alive or not alive is irrelevant. The first element of your plan, what am I going to give my parents this year? This is the month of forgiveness. This is the month of blessing. That is the month. If it is not forgiven, if you get out of it not forgiven or not blessed or not having, when are you going to have it? That is your month. And this is your parents' month. Identify what you want to do for your parents. If you can make Umrah, Allahu Akbar. You can make Sadaqah, Allahu Akbar. You can do anything good and send the reward for them, Allahu Akbar. Help them to do something, Allahu Akbar. It is all good, all dandy. But having your plan, what am I going to do with my parents? It doesn't make any difference. And I'm going to repeat, it doesn't make any difference if those parents, they are Muslims or not. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا, He did not say they are Muslim. So use the general mercy and leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to evaluate. The second thing that you need to do, whatever gets you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anger, get it out of your life. You have bad habits and I have bad habits. We all know it. And we think it is a minor thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending us a big, huge warning message. It says, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنُ وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think what you are doing is very minor, very small, something no one going to pay attention for. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? It is so big, so huge. You know what you're doing wrong. I know what I'm doing wrong. Get rid of it. How am I going to get rid of it? I'm going to sit down and analyze it. I cannot do that. No, listen. If your heart is not good with it, don't do it. Don't do it. Let your heart be the judge in here. Istafti qalbak. If you don't feel good about something, don't do it. If you don't feel good about saying something, don't say it. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and to help you. Remember, your goal is taqwa. Your goal is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favor. Have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. Whatever take you away from Allah's mercy, get rid of it. Purify your heart from anger and hate and jealous. Remember, anger, hate, revenge, all of these things, that what took the shaitan out of Allah's mercy. Is there anything other than that took the shaitan out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy?
Takabbur.
This is all a behavior of it. I hate what you have because I think I'm better than you. I am better than you. Do you feel that you are better than somebody? If you ever feel that you are better than somebody, you got a lot more problem than you think. And it is a time to get rid of it. Get rid of that attitude. Get rid of anger, of hate, arrogant. All of that, get rid of it. It is all handcuffs holding you, blinding you, deafening you from doing what is supposed to be done. You cannot see things. You cannot hear things the way it's supposed to.
This the month of forgiveness and pardon. If you want Allah to forgive you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you mercy and grant you pardon, pardon other people. You have hard feeling with some people. I have some hard people. People hurt me. Some people hurt me. And I'm sure that you did. And maybe unintentionally, Allah knows, maybe I hurted somebody. But that's the time, I'm not going to take no chances. I don't need risk. Pick up the phone, go to them, whatever. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. We would love to see you. I like to break fast with you. Why don't you come and break fast with me one day? What happened before is irrelevant. Don't be a lie. You see, every time I see you and you see me, you think we are two. No, we are not two. We are four. When we communicate, we are not two. We see two. But we are four. How we are four? When I see you and you see me, but there is my shaitan too. And you and your shaitan too. And when we disagree, do you think what happened? Your shaitan and my shaitan got together against you and me. Your shaitan, my shaitan got together against you and me. Now that's the time to break this tie. Don't give a chance. Don't worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? If you do, forgive. But not in the hudud Allah. If it is something related to Allah right or Allah law, no you don't. That's not your business. But something personal against me, that's the time, let go. Start clean. It doesn't worth it. And don't help the shaitan. You know, because you need your brother. Every time you get mad of your brother, remember Surah Az-Zumr. We all know that we will be trialed individual. But when we go to Jannah, plural. وَلِعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, the people that they're going to hellfire, plural, not individual. You need your brother, and your brother need you. You need your brother need you. Never give that up. And the month of Ramadan is to strengthen this. The month of Ramadan, like I said, is the fun month. Start of the month by reconciling. If you have a trouble with anyone, that's the time to get rid of it. We have a whole lot of work to do. It is not just a matter of prepare what we're going to eat and what we're going to worry about. It's going to be a long day of fasting. We're going to break fast. You know, it started the fast about 4:08, and we're going to break the fast about maybe 8:37 or 8:39, and it is getting longer, and it is hot like you see outside, and that's our worry. That's the least of our worry. That's the least of your worry. Your worry is what you're going to do with the month of Ramadan. How are you going to capitalize in it? How are you going to get the best out of it? What is it that you plan to take advantage of? Allah's mercy, abundant. Take the maximum out of it. That's what the whole thing, that's your problem and my problem now. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Him to bless our gathering, forgive our sin, and help us to be a better Muslim inshaAllah. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى آتاه الله اليقين. Very, what we supposed, now we know what's ahead of us. What are we supposed to do in the month of Ramadan? First, like I said, take care of your parents. Inshallah, you will be fasting. Ask Allah to help you. Inshallah. But if you are compromising the five prayers a day, that is the time to stick into it. That is the time. No, I'm not going to leave them. I'm going to make things happen. So I will do them, inshallah, on time. The five prayers is not subject of discussion.
read from the Quran. The Ramadan is the month of Quran. Everyone according to his mean or according to his time. You don't have a time to read, put a tape and recite with it. But never let one day go without having the beauty of the Quran in your life, the light of the Quran in your life. If it gets you to the point to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب صدق الله العظيم. Good enough. You recite the Quran. Are you that busy that you cannot recite that? You see how the shaitan taking us away? We sit down watching one show after the other. Have you ever heard about the news in less than 20 minutes? And we watch it every single day. We watch the news in the television every single day. It takes at least a half an hour. Nobody asks you to dedicate half an hour. Just to dedicate what you can. But do it in the month of Ramadan. Revive the sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the time to see how Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam did his fasting. And do it. That is the time for it. Do your best. Do your best. And I mean the best. To break a fast with somebody else. Either you go to their place or bring him to your place, or you have a place like maybe a masjid or a community or whatever. Go with them and do. And guess what? It's not going to be a very bad idea either if you bring your neighbor with you. Or you tell your neighbor, I am fasting and I'm having some people coming over to break a fast. I would like you to come and have a dinner with us tonight. There is no da'wah is better than the da'wah that it is done when there is a food and there is a trust. We are not going to convert anybody, but you are making a rahmah. You are give him a chance to ask a question, to see how you behave, you see how you are dedicated, how you are committed, all of these things. So it can be a mean of da'wah, insha'Allah. And the month of Ramadan, month of du'a. Supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never, please, do du'a as much as you can. There is nothing easier than, faster, quicker than du'a to be. Be among those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلُ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارٍ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ آمين يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Keep constantly remembering Allah. Remember Allah standing, sitting in your sleep. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the creation. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long it says Alhamdulillah? How long it says Subhanallah? Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Train yourself. Make the month of Ramadan as the month to do it. Make it a habit. I will develop this habit, inshallah, in the month of Ramadan. Commit yourself to it. I'm going to do it in it. And so, commit yourself to change your life in the month of Ramadan. The second thing that I'm asking you, please, as your brother, is help yourself and help me also to change our families. Plan the month of Ramadan in your household. Plan it on the heart of your wife or husband. Plan the month of Ramadan, the beauty of the month of Ramadan, in your children's heart. Plan it. Make whatever it takes to see that they are in a state of compliance. Be patient. Help them. There is nothing that you can leave behind to your child. There is nothing, Wallahu a'lam. Nothing that you can leave behind better than a child knows what the meaning of the word La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Nothing that you can leave behind. Better than a child knows what is the meaning of this word. And he is living or she is living by it. Nothing can be better. The month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. That's the month of the reinforcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not for you only. It is for your family. It is your immediate family. And if you love your brothers and sisters in your community, it is also your family and you are responsible for it. We have a lot of work to do. The month of Ramadan is the month of blessing, the month of promoting good and fighting evil. Month of getting rid of habits and traditions, we live by it and it has nothing to do with our belief. That is the time to get rid of that. I want to finish the khutbah by saying, may Allah bless you. And bless us all. He already showered us by giving us opportunity to be in the month of Ramadan. Let us find out how we're going to take advantage of that. Have a plan. And the most important thing, when you are in it, say this please. When the month of Ramadan finish, I am taking that with me. I'm not going to leave them at the month of Ramadan anymore. You prove that you can do Qiyamul Layl. You prove that you can read the Quran. You proved that you can fast. You proved that you can do Sadaqah. You proved that you can be patient. You proved the whole lot that you can do as a person. Take him with you till next Ramadan. And that's what the month of Ramadan is all about. Helping you to regain control and inshallah prepare for next one if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the life for it. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sin, all our mistakes, all our shortcomings. And help us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and grant us mercy and pardon. And help us to be better obedient. And to be, inshallah, help us to go the month of Ramadan and have the best out of it. And we'll be among the utaqa'illah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the people that Allah will forgive in the month of Ramadan. And Allah, among the people that Allah, out of His mercy, will grant them mercy and grant them the paradise, inshallah. And help, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace. And inshallah, in the hereafter, we will be in peace and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihoon. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الشر إنا